We welcome into the program Leonard Lang, career coach, Beard Avenue Coaching. Leonard, thank you for joining us today. Our topic is taking risks or not taking risks. Which ones do you regret the most? But thank you for giving us some time.
Hey, thank you for having me on here, Mike.
When you have somebody that you're counseling through, what do you tell? I'm going to start with this. Mike Wallace, the late reporter on 60 Minutes one time, was being interviewed, and he gave something that I've always remembered years ago when he's talking about taking risks. He said, if I'm betting on myself, I take the risk. If I don't have control over it, I don't take the risk. But if I believe that I have control over the situation, then I'll take the risk. And I thought, you know, that's as close to a sure thing as you can get in the world of uncertainty. How do you counsel them through it?
Well, it's interesting. I think that risk is and taking a risk is often a motivating factor in people even come to me, because often they'll be people who have made a choice on careers or fell into careers that they don't wind up either liking or stressing the heck out of them or it's wearing them down. It's not what they really would like. And they realize that they would later regret it if they didn't take the risk at the time they come to me, finally. Figuring out what they'd like, first admitting to themselves what they'd most like to do, and then taking the chance of trying to make that work out, even though it may often mean moving into a completely different field or getting new education or having to meet new people or whatever it is that seems scary and risky, that fear that you, if you don't take it, it's going to eat you up later, is often a motivating factor. So the risk can actually be that kind of energizing force as well.
Which fear is stronger? Economic fear, meaning you might have to take a step backwards in an income that you've become comfortable with, or leaving your comfort zone?
That's a good one. I think that varies between people. And, of course, comfort zone varies between people as well. But often if we just take things kind of step by step, it doesn't seem so scary. I often have people, in order to find out about new fields, I'll have them do some informational interviews, go find out from people in the fields what it's really like, which takes the fear factor out a little bit too, because then they meet people and then they find out what's going on in it. But also sometimes people are just afraid of doing the informational interviews because they say, I don't know these people. They don't know me. Why are they helping me? But then we go through it step by step and what that's going to involve, and that people actually like talking to you about what they're doing. And so then it takes that fear out of it a little bit more. So the comfort zone is something that you could really work with quite a lot.
Do you find in general people are either risk takers or they're not, categorically speaking?
I guess I'm saying no, because of what I was just telling you, that certainly some people are much more risk takers. I've seen many clients, and I have some friends who take risks, and I just have to shake my head. I said, I can't believe you're doing that again. But I think when it's something that we see, we have a vision for what we really want to do, as opposed to, I just think I'll drive my car even though I've had too much to drink tonight, which is really bad risk-taking, obviously. But if you have a clear vision of what you want to do, then you can take the steps to take those risks. You can take the steps to overcome the fears and to realize that the fear is also an excitement about what you want to do.
Are most people held back by the family that they're responsible to, meaning that they've got a wife and kids or a husband and kids, or are they more dependent upon or more held back by, I am what I was supposed to be in my parents' eyes, or whatever it was that I created in my own mind, I've achieved and I'm at that place, that why would I ever throw that away?
I get a lot of people who say exactly what you said. And I have a few clients like that right now, in fact. I have one client whose family just made it really clear that he should be doing what he's doing. Or I had another client that felt that she should be doing a certain thing that she was doing. She was in graduate school, and she was going in a certain direction, and her family was very approving of that because she was very bright and very talented. But she wanted to do something that didn't necessarily require that graduate school or that kind of degree or what she was going into. And part of the coaching was just to get her to realize and admit what she really wanted to do and to work against basically a stereotype that her parents had with good intentions but put on her. They thought they were doing something good. But when she realized that, you know, it was a difficult and tearful moment in a sense, but it was also a joyful and tearful moment. And from then on, it was just smooth sailing. She just got very excited, very motivated, and was able to move on. But they get that, they do get that kind of a problem again. In terms of just flat-out economics, I got to support my family, that's always a factor. But I always start with people, like, figure out what you want to do. Then we'll figure out if there is a way to get there. But if you don't at least figure it out, you'll never know. You're not taking enough of that first risk to just figure it out. And then often there's ways to work it out to make something work out with it. I had one guy, he had seven kids, literally, seven kids, and he said he needed to make a certain amount of money a year, and so he couldn't possibly step back because three of them were going to be going to college soon.
Sure.
And so that seemed like it was going to really limit him. But we went through the things that he could do and he might want to do, and then 1 week he had done some of the exercises I was having him do, and he just came in and said, I got it. I know exactly what I want to do, and it's something that will pay enough, and it's great. So they've got to be willing to take the risk to look at it and not be afraid that, oh, it'll just make me feel like I have to do something which will be in conflict with economic security. See, you have to start from what you really want to do.
It sounds to me like the biggest risk, based on the people that you counsel, is the risk of putting yourself out there and just investigating. But you have to understand the whole time, that doesn't mean you're making a decision or jumping off the cliff. You're just investigating. And a lot of people are scared to do that.
That's right, because then they're going to feel like, oh, then I can't do it, then I'll be really disappointed.
Sure.
Or then I'll be bad at my family or something. Or I'll disappoint other people if I actually go ahead and try it rather than seeing what's out there. And so it's what I said before. It's kind of making big steps, but by taking littler steps.
Leonard, thank you so much for joining us. Good stuff.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Leonard Lang, career coach, Beard Avenue Coaching. Here's a good one, Jordana. So there's this